The first trial of a suspected September 11th conspirator continued today in the northern German city of Hamburg. Moroccan-born Munir El Moutassadegh faces life in prison if prosecutors prove he helped transfer funds to one of the suicide hijackers. Yesterday, El Moutassadegh described his training at an al-Qaeda camp in Afghanistan. Today, he outlined his relationship with the other suspected members of the Hamburg cell, three of whom eventually carried out the attacks. NPR's Guy Raz reports from Hamburg.
The 28-year-old Moroccan sat hunched over during much of the proceedings and often squeezed his forehead when trying to recall places and dates. At times, he appeared visibly angry and at one point lashed out at the judge. "I don't have a computer in my brain," El Moutassadegh said. "I can't remember everything." He acknowledged that he knew all the other suspected Hamburg cell members, including the man believed to have been its leader, Egyptian-born Mohammed Atta. Out of the three men who eventually would become suicide hijackers, El Moutassadegh told the court he knew Marwan al-Shehhi the best. Al-Shehhi is thought to have piloted the second plane that hit the World Trade Center. According to his testimony today, El Moutassadegh had full access to Marwan al-Shehhi's bank account. Al-Shehhi transferred power of attorney to El Moutassadegh in 1998, when he decided to spend a few months at home in the United Arab Emirates. El Moutassadegh was supposed to pay utility bills and rent in Germany on behalf of al-Shehhi. Then, early in 1999, al-Shehhi returned to Germany briefly from the UAE. Soon after, though, he went back to the United Arab Emirates. Before he departed, he told El Moutassadegh he planned to go fight in Chechnya and possibly visit Afghanistan. By the middle of 2000, El Moutassadegh hadn't heard a word from al-Shehhi. But in August, El Moutassadegh received a handwritten fax in Arabic from another friend, Ramzi bin al-Shib. Bin al-Shib asked that El Moutassadegh wire $2,500 from Marwan al-Shehhi's German bank account to a money transfer outlet in Yemen. Prosecutors contend that that was used as seed money to help prepare Marwan al-Shehhi for flight training in the United States. According to prosecutors, Ramzi bin al-Shib was the Hamburg cell's direct link to Osama bin Laden. Last month, bin al-Shib was captured in Karachi, Pakistan, and is now in U.S. custody. The trial breaks until next Tuesday. The panel of five judges is expected to call more than 150 witnesses over the course of the next 3 months. Guy Raz, NPR News, Hamburg.